The word of God is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. This is the Moment of Impact with Pastor Abraham Odey.
Hallelujah. Want to welcome you to yet another Moment of Impact. And I am your host, Pastor Abraham Odey, right here in the city of Enugu, Pennox Junction. I want you to know that the word of God is the instrument of healing and deliverance. As you listen to me, receive your healing, receive your deliverance in Jesus' name. The Bible says he sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from their destruction. The word of God is sharper and quick and active and powerful. It can pierce, it can divide the bone and marrows. Can pierce a discerner of the thought and the intent of men. I like you to understand that as you connect continually to this Moment of Impact, your life receive a turnaround in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I have been sharing with us on what I titled Rest. And today, I'm going to be showing you the secret of rest on every side. I want you to know that God wants you to enjoy rest on every side. He wants you to enjoy rest roundabout. And you cannot afford to continue suffering stress because there is rest for you in the name of Jesus Christ. In the book of 1 Kings chapter number 5 verse 3 and 4, the Bible told us there in 1 Kings chapter 5 verse 3 and verse 4 that you know that my father David was not able to build a temple to honor the name of the Lord his God because of many wars waged against him by surrounding nations. So he had wars on every side. So because he had wars on every side, he could not be able to build a temple for the Lord. But verse 4 now, look at what verse 4 says. He said, but now the Lord my God has given me peace on every side, and I have no enemy, and all is well with me. Hallelujah. Look at the New King James Version, put it this way. He said, but now the Lord my God has given me rest on every side. There is neither adversary nor evil occurrences. So you can come to a state where God eliminates the enemies, eliminates adversaries, and eliminates evil occurrences from your life. That is peace. That is rest on every side. I want you to know that there is a secret behind that. Who is this man that made this statement? We are talking about Solomon. Solomon said he enjoyed peace on every side, rest on every side, no adversary. How did Solomon enter into this realm of rest on every side? If you go to 1 Kings chapter number 3, if you read from verse 3, the Bible told us that Solomon loved the Lord. Amen. So one secret of enjoying God's rest is that you must love the Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your might, with all your strength. Amen. And love your neighbor as yourself. If you love the Lord, you are already on the pathway to enjoying rest. Hallelujah. He loved the Lord. Not just only that. What did Solomon did next? The Bible says, well, he walked in the statutes of his father David. He obeyed the word of God. He obeyed God's decree. He lived according to the dictate of God. He didn't stray from the word of God. He walked in line with the word of God. That is the secret of rest. The word of God can guide you into rest in the name of Jesus Christ. And except that, he sacrificed and burned incense at the high places. Now, the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was what? The great high place. Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offering on that altar. He did something exceptional from what his father did. What was that? He was a sacrificial man. It takes sacrifice to enter rest. I want you to know, he went before the presence of God where people used to go and worship God and offer sacrifice to God. He went to the highest place, and right there, only him, the Bible says, he gave 1,000 burnt burnt offering. It's like he slaughtered 1,000 bulls and burned them on the altar before God. By reason of that sacrifice, it opened the door for Solomon to enter into what? His rest. Amen. It takes a sacrificial life for God to enter into what? Rest. The next thing we saw there was that God appeared to him. He said, now the king went to Gibeon and sacrificed there. That's verse 4. Verse 5, now he said, at Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in the dream of the night and said, so that very night after the sacrifice, God appeared to him. So I want you to know another secret of what rest is: carrying the presence of God, having the presence of God. When God is with you, when God manifests to you, it makes all the difference. I want you to understand that the presence of God in the life of a man, that is the secret of rest. If you allow God to lead you, you allow God to speak to you, allow God to guide you, allow God to direct you, you will enjoy rest. That was exactly what happened to Solomon here. After he made that sacrifice, God appeared to him. And when God appeared to him, what did God say? He said, Solomon, hear me now. I want you to ask for anything and I will what? Give it to you. Hallelujah. The presence of God gives rest. In the book of Exodus chapter 33 verse number 14, God speaking to Moses, he said, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. When you have the presence of God with you, you have rest. When you have the presence of God with you, he fights for you. When you have the presence of God with you, he gives you peace and joy. I pray in the name of Jesus that everyone hearing me now, you will enjoy the presence of God continually in the name of Jesus Christ. What again did we see from that passage of the scripture? Solomon decided to ask God not for the life of his enemies, not for riches and wealth, not for fame, but he asked God for an understanding heart, for wisdom to be able to govern God's people. And God said, wow, because you have asked for wisdom, I will give you every other thing. I want you to know that wisdom is another secret of what? Rest. When wisdom is greater than strength, that's what the Bible says. The Bible made us to understand that a wise man is stronger than a physically strong man. The Bible told us of a poor wise man, who was able to deliver a nation from the hands of an invading strong army because of his wisdom. But even though he delivered the nation, he was not remembered because he was a poor wise man. His wisdom was despised because of poverty. I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord God Almighty give you wisdom. Wisdom like that of Solomon, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Receive the wisdom of God to stand out. Receive the wisdom of God to triumph. Receive the wisdom of God to conquer. When wisdom is at work in you, you use less strength and achieve much. When wisdom is at work in you, it accomplishes what physical strength cannot what? Do. When there is wisdom, wisdom helps you to surmount impossible problems, conquer troubles. When the king was in trouble and didn't know the way out, he looked for Daniel, a man full of the wisdom of God. And when Daniel came, that insurmountable problem was dissolved because of the wisdom of God that was in him. The wisdom of God can give you revelation. It can help you to see hidden things. The wisdom of God can give you a direction, can give you a way out. He said that the labor of a fool wearieth all because he knows not how to go into the city. When you have wisdom, you have the know-how. You know how to go about things. I pray that the Lord God will release wisdom to you. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing in all your getting. Get wisdom and get understanding. May the Lord God release wisdom upon you, the kind that was upon Solomon. And may God cause you to enjoy rest on every side in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want you to know that the word of God that has come to you is not by accident. And I want you to know that if you turn to him, you will enjoy his wisdom. You will enjoy his favor, his mercies. And right now, if you want to say, Jesus, I need this kind of mercy. I need this kind of wisdom from you. Show me mercy. I want you to just join me and pray this simple prayer from your heart of heart. And the Lord God Almighty will do a new thing in your life. Say with me, Jesus, I come to you. I believe in you. I believe in your word. I give you my heart. destroy the power of sin in me. Help me to live the rest of my life for you. Thank you, Jesus, for dying and shedding your blood for me. I receive a brand new life from you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. If you pray this prayer, I want you to know that something has happened to you. You are born again. I want you to get a Bible-believing church and depart and right there serve God and grow in the things of God. The Lord bless you real good. Until I come your way again, same time, same station, I'm your host, Pastor Abraham Odey. Keep listening to the Moment of Impact, and God bless you richly in the name of Jesus Christ.
If you wish to learn more about Moment of Impact with Pastor Abraham Odey, go to worshippersradio.com/programs and you will find all the details you need.
Worshippers Radio, Christian worship music, every day, every time.